In today's news headlines, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Tuesday morning demanded that Democrats drop the matter of the two-year-long special counsel investigation. In a speech on the Senate floor, he called it a Groundhog Day spectacle.
They told everyone there'd been a conspiracy between Russia and the Trump campaign. Yet on this central question, the special counsel's finding is clear. Case closed. Case closed.
That's Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Tuesday morning. Democrat Chuck Schumer took to the floor immediately afterward and issued a strong counterpoint.
Breathless conspiracy theorizing? For a moment, I thought he was referring to the president and to those House and Senate Republicans who for 2 years intentionally sought to undercut Mueller's investigation by peddling far-fetched conspiracy theories about deep state coups, unmasking scandals, and uranium purchases to muddy the waters. I guess he meant something about Democrats, but I don't remember the Republican leader bemoaning those breathless conspiracies. Nor do I remember the Republican leader or the Republican senators having such a distaste for congressional oversight during the Obama administration on things far less serious. They were relentless in wanting investigations. And now they say, never mind, when the wellspring of our democracy is at stake.
That's Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer on Tuesday morning responding to his Republican colleague Mitch McConnell. Meanwhile, 450 former federal prosecutors signed onto a letter on Monday agreeing that Donald Trump would have been charged with obstruction of justice based on Special Counsel Mueller's finding if he was not president. The prosecutors have served in both Democratic and Republican administrations and say that anyone doing what Trump did would have resulted in felony charges of obstruction. It offers a strong rebuttal to Attorney General William Barr and Trump's narrative of the Mueller report. On Tuesday, former White House counselor Don McGahn, whose testimony about Trump forms a large part of Mueller's report on obstruction, formally refused Congress's subpoena to testify. The White House had just earlier ordered McGahn to defy Congress. Also on Tuesday, FBI Director Christopher Wray testified at a congressional hearing and contradicted Attorney General Barr's assertion that his agency had engaged in spying on the Trump campaign before the 2016 election.
Well, that's not the term I would use.
Thank you. So I would say that's a no to that question.
That's Senator Jeanne Shaheen questioning FBI Director Christopher Wray at a Senate Appropriations Committee hearing on Tuesday. Federal Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin has officially refused Congress's request for Trump's tax returns, saying, quote, "I have determined that the committee's request lacks a legitimate legislative purpose." Mnuchin has already missed two deadlines to deliver the information which Congress has requested on the basis of a tax code law. In other news, President Trump is making good on his threat to raise tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods from 10% to 25%. Following his Sunday announcement of the tax hike, his trade representative, Robert Leitziger, on Monday declared that the tariffs would kick in this Friday, setting off full-blown fears among American businesses who worry they will be the ones hurt from his actions. The CEO of one company told CNN, "It's very difficult to understand what the president is going to do by a business perspective. To spring it on us all at once like this is a very poor judgment on his part." Additionally, the U.S. will begin imposing a 17.5% tariff on Mexican tomato imports starting Tuesday. The tariffs stem from a dispute over an anti-dumping investigation that has not been resolved. Mexico's Deputy Economy Minister Luz Maria de la Mora said, quote, "Mexican exporters will be affected. It's going to affect their financial flows, but that is going to be directly transferred to U.S. consumers." a video of a police shooting of a 14-year-old black teenager in Oklahoma City this past March has just emerged, contradicting police claims. Lorenzo Clerkley Jr. was playing with some friends in an abandoned house when police were called in, and Sergeant Kyle Holcomb shouted commands to the teens to drop the replica guns they were playing with. Video shows that the officer in question did not wait for them to comply with his orders before he began shooting. Clerkley Jr. was shot twice and seriously injured. Holcomb was cleared of all criminal wrongdoing by the DA, but the video has prompted the boy's family to sue. Additionally, new video has emerged in the case of Sandra Bland's death in Texas 4 years ago.
Get out of the car now!
Why am I being apprehended? You trying to give me a ticket
said,
for your failure?
Get out of the car.
Why am I being apprehended? You just opened my car door. You just opened my car door. So you're threatening to drag me out of my own car.
Get out of the car!
And then you're going to stun me?
I will light you up. Get out!
Wow.
Now!
Wow.
Get out of the car!
Really, for a failure to signal. You're doing all of this for
get
a failure to signal.
Get over there.
Right, yeah. Yeah, let's take this to court. Let's do
go
it.
Ahead.
For a failure to signal. Yep.
Bland, whose death made national headlines, was pulled over by an officer for simply failing to use her turn signal. She died under mysterious circumstances in jail. The new video, which she made on her own phone, shows her encounter with the officer, who's shown to behave very aggressively. Georgia's Governor Brian Kemp has just signed a sweeping anti-abortion bill into law. The so-called fetal heartbeat bill now means that starting next January, women in Georgia will no longer be able to obtain abortions after 6 weeks into their pregnancy, which is around when many women first discover that they're pregnant at all. The draconian law is one of many similar bills being passed by anti-abortionists around the nation and is likely to face legal challenges, given that it violates women's constitutional rights. In international news, two Reuters journalists who had been imprisoned in Myanmar for nearly 2 years were finally and unexpectedly freed on Tuesday. The two had been tried, convicted, and sentenced for reporting on Myanmar's genocidal persecution of the Rohingya Muslim minority. Although they had exhausted all their appeals processes, they were released along with thousands of prisoners as part of an annual amnesty by the government. South Africans are heading to the polls on Wednesday, and although the African National Congress is expected to win enough votes to retain its power and keep President Cyril Ramaphosa in power, there is an eroding of voter trust. The ANC, which was the party started by Nelson Mandela during the fight against apartheid, has been racked by corruption scandals and is losing support, especially among South Africa's black middle class. In Turkey, Istanbul's mayoral race was won by an opposition candidate in late March, but on Monday, election officials ruled that vote annulled and ordered new elections on June 23rd. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, whose ruling party lost that election, disputed the results and has claimed that only a do-over would satisfy the nation's democratic tradition. Critics have said Erdogan is illegitimately trying to consolidate his party's power. And finally, the World Health Organization on Tuesday announced that a whopping 34,000 people contracted the measles virus in the first 2 months of 2019. The majority of the cases are concentrated in poor Eastern European nations like Ukraine and Romania. Here in the U.S., a new poll on Monday found that 77% of Americans agree that all children should be given the measles vaccine, even if their parents object. And that does it for our news headlines today.